Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Wednesday, the 20th of September 2023 is Al-Adid. Abu Muhammad Obad Allah ibn Yusuf, Arabic, 1151-1171, better known by his regnal name Al-Adid Lidin Allah, Arabic, lit. Strengthener of God's Faith, was the 14th and last caliph of the Fatimid dynasty, and the 24th Imam of the Hafizi Ismaili branch of Shia Islam, reigning from 1160 to 1171. Like his two immediate predecessors, Al-Adid came to the throne as a child, and spent his reign as a puppet in the hands of various strongmen who occupied the vizierate. He was a mostly helpless bystander to the slow collapse of the Fatimid Caliphate. Talai ibn Ruzik, the vizier who had raised Al-Adid to the throne, fell victim to a palace plot in 1161, and was replaced by his son, Ruzik ibn Talai. The latter was in turn overthrown by Shawa in 1163, but lasted only a few months in office before being overthrown by Durjim. The constant power struggles in Cairo enfeebled the Fatimid state, allowing both the Crusader Kingdom of Jerusalem and the Sunni ruler of Syria, Nur al-Din, to advance their own designs on the country. The Crusaders repeatedly invaded Egypt, extracting tribute and ultimately aiming to conquer it. In turn, Nur al-Din supported Shawa's bid to retake the vizierate from Durjim and sent his general Shirku to counter the Crusaders. For a while, Shawa played the Crusaders and Syrians against one another, but in January 1169, Shirku overthrew Shawa, occupied Cairo and became vizier. When Shirku died shortly after, he was succeeded by his nephew, Saladin. Saladin was initially conciliatory towards Al-Adid, but quickly consolidated his hold over Egypt, and proceeded to gradually dismantle the Fatimid regime. Fatimid loyalists in the army were purged and replaced with Syrian troops, culminating in the failed mutiny of the Battle of the Blacks. Members of Saladin's family were installed as governors, the civilian bureaucracy was largely won over to the new regime, and Al-Adid was sidelined even from ceremonial roles. Finally, Ismailism was progressively abolished as the state religion in favor of Sunni Islam, culminating in the official proclamation of Abbasid suzerainty in September 1171. Al-Adid died a few days later. His family was placed under house arrest, and Ismailism persecuted by Saladin's new Ayyubid regime, so that within a century after the fall of the Fatimid regime it had almost disappeared in Egypt. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 045 UTC on Wednesday, the 20th of September 2023. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Al-Adid. This podcast is produced by Abul Smay Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. On Mastodon, follow us at wikioftheday@masto.ai. Abul Smay Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Amy Neural. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.